Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com. Save big money at Menards.
All right, welcome to Birdland Tonight, a late night, early morning edition. As we get some West Coast baseball, and the Orioles just defeated the Anaheim Angels. I always get them confused. The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, because we got to have a few more A's into that name, and not call them the A's. But anyway, the Orioles won 5-3 against the Angels. Zimmerman was ridiculous tonight. We got to talk about that. The bats came slightly alive, a little bit. 5 runs. That's tied with the most runs we've scored all season. Not great, but it is what it is. What else? I've been telling people for weeks, we'll stay up Friday night because we get to see Otani all weekend. We're going to talk about that. Today it might have been my favorite game ever watching Otani. What else is in my notes that we're going to go over today? The TV broadcast sucks. The fact that the announcers are not in Anaheim, you can notice it all the time. Double plays. Lots of double plays today. Let's see. Other notes in here. The RISP is still an issue. We're always going to be talking about RISP. The Angels were the best team, tied with the best record in the American League before this game. We're going to break all that down. And the Orioles pitching staff is coming out of this game number 2 in the American League, 5 in all of baseball. We're going to break all that down in just a moment. But remember, follow at Birdland Sports on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Twitch, because that's the home of Birdland Tonight. If you head on over to Instagram, it's Birdland Sports, BAL. Make sure you follow that. Check out birdlandsports.com, birdlandtonight.com. If you want to help us out, head on over to Birdland Tonight. You can pick up some sweet Birdland Tonight hats, shirts, or just click a little support tab and send me some cash to help with this out as we try to push to get this show every night, basically. I mean, I know I missed a couple this week. West Coast baseball. Sorry, guys. But we got a whole bunch of stuff to break down. This is your home for the fans post-game show. It's your only option for a post-game show if you are an out-of-town Oriole fan like I am. I watch all the games from St. Augustine, Florida. Guys, where do we start with this game? It's got to be Zimmerman, right? I mean, Zimmerman went into this game with 9 scoreless innings. This was his 3rd start. He had a game of 5 innings and a game of 4 innings, scoreless runs. He went into the 7th, so that would be 6 more scoreless innings. So Zimmerman started his season with 15 scoreless innings before giving up his first run, which was that 2-run shot to Rendon in the 7th. But we got to talk about how crazy the lineup is for these guys. The Angels, before tonight, the Angels were 8-5. They were tied with the Blue Jays for the best record in the American League, and they've won 7 out of their last 9 games. They're a great baseball team. Look at the top of that lineup. Otani, Trout, Rendon, that's your top of your lineup. It's going to be tough. And Zimmerman shut those guys down until that 2-run shot with Rendon. Trout didn't do anything and got his first hit in the 9th inning tonight against Lopez. Of course, didn't score. Otani struck out 3 times to Zimmerman and then hit into a double play with Perez. How about that Oriole defense tonight? 4 double plays. Seemed like every time the Angels would get someone on base, the Orioles would get him into a double play. I think who knows, Trout might have gotten stuck in the double play too in the ninth if it wasn't for that pass ball that went off of Chirino's glove. But I'm not going to give Chirino a hard time because Chirino stepped up at the plate tonight, which was fun to see. So I'm rushing through all this. I mean, no. Partly because it's 12:45 in the morning. So, and I got a whole bunch of notes and I want to talk about it. Make sure to get your thoughts in over at the chat. I'm taking a look now. AJ got to see his favorite team in the universe this year. AJ, I assume that means you got to go to the game that you must live out in LA. Or you've just jumped on here to tell us that you went to like a Yankee game or something. I don't know. Need a little bit more clarity, AJ. Jared is cheering on Chirinos and Zimmerman and Mateo. Those guys were great. AJ's going to the game on Sunday. There we go. All right, so he does get to see the Orioles on Sunday. Another bad game for Cedric and Mountcastle. I know. Look across the league. All of baseball right now is the offense is down. And it's struggling. I know the Angels have, like, they were leading the league with, like, 18 home runs or something ridiculous. But and only got the one today. But home runs are down. Just offense overall is down. So, let's see. I saw the Angels broadcast. Their announcers suck also. AJ, but I bet their announcers were at the game. Do you know how frustrating it is when strike three gets called in the bottom of the ninth after Chirinos jumps up with the ball, and while he's on his way to congratulate Lopez and celebrate, that's when Jeff Arnold says, strike three, we got him. You cannot broadcast games and be a professional organization if you're working off a delay like that. If you're working off a delay like that, I don't know what to tell you. You're not going to get the excitement. I know Jeff Arnold is a huge Orioles fan. I know Jeff Arnold was excited for that win tonight. It doesn't come across the same when it's a half a second, 2 seconds late. It doesn't come across the same when you're not in the building. There was also a problem in the broadcast tonight where Joe Maddon went out to talk about the ump about something. He was trying to get him to check something. Maybe a did the guy go back to second base type thing on a flyout. We have no idea. Why? Because our announcers don't get much more views than us. They are sitting in Baltimore watching TV screens. So they can't look out the booth and see what's going on or see what the feeling is. Is he talking to other people in the clubhouse? Are the Orioles doing something? We don't know because our broadcasters are in Camden Yards. I mean, I'd like to watch every game sitting in Camden Yards, but I wouldn't then be broadcasting it that I'm sitting in Camden Yards. It's the Orioles being – it's got to be the Orioles being cheap. I would love for someone to justify to me a logical reason why the Orioles are broadcasting from Camden Yards. And don't tell me COVID. I know I'm in Florida. I know things are different here. But I also know that that's not a reason right now. It's 2022. We've dealt with this stuff. So, Now I'm getting a little confused with some Birdland Sports is chatting in. Someone's taking over the Birdland Sports Facebook page and jumping in here instead of using their personal name. So not sure in there. Loving Mateo's stolen base or two. I agree. I guess it would be one stolen base, passed ball, gets third base. So that'll only be you'd only get the one stolen base, which I think they give him and they don't just call it an automatic error when it gets back because he was clearly there. All right, so let's talk about this. The pitching staff is still outstanding. I mentioned that they're fifth in all of baseball right now. And let me hit what's cool about the MLB Network or MLB.com is you can refresh it and it changes the stats. Nice thing about being on the West Coast is I can refresh it and nothing's changing because the other games all played earlier today. So we are now fifth in all of baseball. Second in the American League with a 2.80 ERA. This isn't our bullpen ERA. This isn't our starting rotation ERA. This is the team overall. All of our pitching, we are 5-9 with a 2.8 ERA. I mean, just imagine if we could start to hit the ball just a little bit. Nothing fancy. I'm just thinking, like, you know, we take that 3-10 with rest and make it 5-10. That's all I'm asking for. Not a whole lot. Let me see. I'm pulling up the stats of our bullpen. Let's see. All right. So if you go on MLB.com, you can click on pitching. You can click on relievers. The Baltimore Orioles are 9th in bullpen. Our bullpen is a 2.70. Sounds about right because our starting pitching has been so good. Which is hilarious to say that the Baltimore Orioles pitching has been so good that obviously the bullpen's not that much better because we've been getting 4 or 5 innings in. Charlie, I know it's you over there on Birdland Sports. It's all cool. Just threw me off for a minute. I was like, I didn't tweet that or post that. But you're right, Charlie. It's what happened to the play at second with the umpires? Don't know. We'll see. They'll tell us one day. I don't know. What's the point of micing up umpires if they don't tell you what happens? Don't get it. All right, so negatives for the game? I don't know. Let's talk about the offense. Is it good or bad that the offense did something? The offense put up... Let's talk about this offense. Because it's not... It's still bad. They scored 5 runs. So that's great. 5 runs is... the most we've scored in the game. Well, it's tied with the most we scored in the game. On Sunday, we scored 5 against the Yankees for that nice shutout and the win. But there's still a downside. The downside is we struck out 7 times. We only got 1 walk. We only got 8 hits. We are 3-for-10 with runners in scoring position. We are 16 and 117 this season. I would like us to start hitting the ball with runners in scoring position and good enough that I can take away my season count. I want to get past that. So, you know, I didn't even mention that when Zimmerman left the game, he left the game with a 1.2 ERA for the season, 5 hits, 2 earned runs, and 6 strikeouts tonight. Half of which were Shohei Ohtani. So I don't think we're going to get that with Ohtani tomorrow, but it was fun to see that today. But 1 walk, 7 strikeouts, 8 hits, that's not good. Chirinos, best game as an Oriole. He got 3 RBIs tonight, 2 days after he had that, got hit in the shoulder and the ball bounced up and hit him in the face. So there's good and bad. Yeah, we're hitting the ball. But as someone pointed out earlier, Cedric is still not doing great. Mountcastle's not hitting the ball great. Trey is hitting the ball hard, but in poor spots. No, we're not getting home runs. We're having to manufacture every run. Not a huge problem, but I'd like to see those bats warm up. It's not something I can really push too hard yet and get on them. Batista has given up a run, Charlie. It was a couple days ago. So Batista currently has a 1.50 ERA. Perez still has a 0 ERA after tonight. And Lopez has a 2.25 ERA. Got his 2 strikeouts tonight, so that's exciting. So, yeah, and Chirino did call an interesting game. I remember when Matt Wieters was in town, we always gave Matt Wieters credit for calling games with young pitchers. We had Zimmerman on the mound, and he struck out Ohtani 3 times. I got to give Chirinos a little bit of credit for that. Yeah, Gutierrez, decent contact, no results, and he did have an error over at third base. I don't know if it was scorecarded error or not, but he struggled over there. I don't know. I don't like our position in. I don't like Gutierrez at third base. I don't like Odor on this team. I do like Urias on this team. I do like Mateo on this team. But I would like to see some of these other young guys, Tyler Nevins or I'm blanking on the other guys. I'd like to see some of these guys that are down in Norfolk get another chance up here because I'm not excited by Odor. Or Gutierrez. It's also going to be interesting. And Jim Palmer kept bringing this up that at the end of the month, which is like a week, they have to shorten down to 13 pitchers, 26 players overall. Stowers, there we go. Thank you. Kyle Stowers was the other name. I was trying to think. But we'll see. I didn't think the Orioles would make any moves with players until after this road trip, because I think it's a pain to bring individual players out west and you don't want to send a guy back, like, on a plane all by himself here.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You've been in Oakland, you've been in LA. I know the Orioles are here for two more days, but here, take this plane to Norfolk. Actually, there's no big airports in Norfolk, and you're leaving L.A., so you're going to have to fly to Dulles, and then you're going to have to drive the 2 hours south to Norfolk. And, yeah, we know Dulles sucks, and, yeah, you're going to hit all the D.C. traffic, but, yeah, we're demoting you anyway. That's not a good look. It's not something you want to have. You want to handle a guy. He's not going to go into Norfolk very well. He's going to be irritated just for getting sent down, and then you're putting travel issues on him. So, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Orioles do make a move on Sunday night. They'll be flying back. Monday's an off day. That'd be a good day to make some changes before taking on the Yankees in New York. So, because that's still a road trip. This is a long road trip. After LA, we get LA Saturday, LA Sunday. Then we get three games in New York. It's something where we kept talking about this West Coast trip and what do we expect out of this? And let's talk a little bit about that. Give me what you guys are thinking of this West Coast trip and what you're expecting out of the rest of it in the next 2 days. And if you're happy with how the Orioles are doing, it's hard to ask after the Orioles just had a big win. But let's talk after this break about if we are happy with how the Orioles have done on this road trip. Must be really annoying to lose to a team like the Baltimore Orioles for the Angels. It's got to be really annoying for Angel fans who have heard, and all they know about the Orioles is they don't know that the Orioles pitching staff has been outstanding this year. All they know about the Orioles is the Orioles have been the butt of the baseball joke for the past 2 years. That going down into this season, the Orioles were still the butt of the joke. In Birdland, we know about this pitching staff. We know the excitement there. The rest of the league doesn't, because it's not leading to wins, because our offense is so bad. So it's got to be frustrating when you lose to a team like that. My hope for this trip, 4 games in Oakland, 3 games in L.A., my hope before this, and I think I said it on Sunday, Monday, whenever. My hope was 3 wins. I wanted to split with the Athletics, and I wanted to get one out of the LA, and I'd come back, and I'd be really excited. I think that would be great. I think we could have won 3, maybe even all 4 of the games in Oakland. I mean, we lost one because of errors. Fielding errors cost us one of those games. That sucks big time. That was the Monday night, the 1-5. Look up, 4 of those runs are unearned runs because of fielding errors. That's ridiculous. Then Tuesday, it was the 1-2 loss. A one-run game, and we should be able to win that. We should be able to put up 3 runs. I do not think it's too much to ask for a Major League Baseball team to put up 3 runs. I just don't. I think that should be pretty straightforward and something that any team should be able to do. I get when you face great pitching, but it's no excuse when you weren't facing excellent pitching. You weren't facing aces. You should be able to score 2-3 runs. Even Wednesday, when we won nothing, we scored one run. That's embarrassing. Thursday, tough loss, 4-6 as well. Had a chance again in that game, and it just didn't go our way. Great to get this win. But like I said, so now we got two wins. My hope was 3 out of this season, out of this trip. If we can somehow sneak one more out of L.A., that'd be amazing. That would totally fit my narrative of what I wanted. But, I mean, it's hard for me to get excited for Watkins and Ellis on the mound, even though they've both pitched outstanding. So we'll just have to see what they can do. I don't expect Otani to strike out 3 times tomorrow. I didn't expect it today. Zimmerman, I'm starting to buy on the Zimmerman thing. I think 3 games is enough. We've seen him go 4 innings, 5 innings. He went into that 7th inning with like 65 pitches. He closed out the 1st inning with 7 pitches. We haven't seen that in a long time in Baltimore. We're used to those 30-pitch innings. And then they settle down. And by the 3rd inning, you're like, oh, they already screwed up. And there's no way they can get out of the 6th inning. Yeah, AJ's wondering how Tanner and Solstra are doing over in Miami. I haven't checked that out to see. But that's something that's worth checking out. I know that I am extremely happy with the Kevin Gausman for Zimmerman trade that happened years ago. It took a while for us to see, which we knew it would. But it's something that seems like it was perfectly fine and seems to work out. I know Kevin Gausman is pitching outstanding. I don't know if that would have worked out if he was still in Baltimore. I don't think it would have been. Yeah, let's see. Let's see if I can see what Tanner Scott and Cole Saucer are doing. Let's see. Let's start with Tanner Scott. Where is he at right now? Baseball Reference, 2022, he has a 3.0 ERA. He's appeared in 6 games. He's pitched 6 innings, has a 3.0 ERA. Would not be the top of our bullpen right now. And then let's check out how Cole Sulcer is doing. Isn't it great that, thanks to the internet, we can pull up any stat pretty quickly? Let's see. 2022. Cole Sulcer has a 1.93 ERA. He has appeared in 5 games and pitched 4.2 innings. He's given up 5 hits. All right. You hear that, AJ? They're both doing pretty good. I don't know if that makes me feel worse or better about our bullpen. If those guys are doing just as good in Miami, I haven't even looked up who they faced or anything. But if they're doing just as good in Miami, is it just that the offense is so far down, is so down across the league that's why our bullpen's looking good? I don't know. I know AJ thought I was going to pull up those stats and it was going to be like a 6.0, a 9.0. Unfortunately, it's not. They're having good seasons as well. All right, let's see what you guys think. Jared's hoping for 500. Well, what would that mean? 2 more wins? How are you going to get 500 out of 7 games? How's that going to work? You got to take 4 out of 3 or 3 out of 4. You got to pick which way you want to go. All right, let's see. I'd consider that a huge win. Tonight was a huge win. Santander and Mullins will combine for 4 home runs. Are you saying on this road trip, Charlie? You want to give them each 2? That's your goal? All right, Jared's counting the series in New York as well. That's interesting. I haven't pulled that. I know it's part of the road trip, but I keep thinking about the West Coast trip and then just a little 3-game thing in New York. But you're right. If we take the Yankees 2, that's a 10-game swing. We got 2 wins down. We've already shown that we're better than the Yankees, that we can beat the Yankees. Even in New York, It's still facing the Yankees. If we could get one more out of L.A., I'd be pretty happy. If we could get one more out of L.A. and maybe two in New York, that's just, you know what, I'm going to be nice. I'm going to say we get one more in L.A., and then we get one from the New York Yankees. Because I don't believe in our offense yet. Because our offense has done nothing. They do now no longer have the fewest runs scored in Major League Baseball. Detroit and Kansas City, I believe, are now lower. But we've played two more games because they've had some rain delays. So I don't think that really works. I think if you do the math by average, maybe it balances out where we still are pretty bad with run scoring. Let's look at tomorrow's game. Tomorrow we've got Spencer Watkins, who has a 2.25 ERA. Again, a guy that was a filler. That we're like, all right, fine. But we've now seen him in two games. Two games, eight innings pitched, two strikeouts in those eight innings, but he has found ways to get through the innings as he has that 2.25 ERA, a 1.25 whip. No wins or losses yet because he's just hit those four inning marks. Or I guess, was it one in? Yeah, four innings. And he's going to go up against Noah Syndergaard. I always have trouble saying Syndergaard when I see how it's spelled. I want to mix it all up. So Noah Syndergaard, an extremely good pitcher, has a career ERA of 3.29, 1.59 this season so far, which goes along with the Angels winning so much. So a much better pitcher. I hope the Oriole bats can come alive tomorrow. I don't have any hope that they will. They really need to. At some point, they will. And trust me, I get that. But you know what? We have a really tough April. As we finish this, I mean, we've played Tampa. We've played Milwaukee. We've played New York. We've played Oakland, L.A., New York, Boston. I get it. They're all better than us. But this, guys, this whole schedule, every team on here is projected to be better than us. The Athletics aren't a great team, and we hit them with COVID. We should have done better there. I will give you that. But we've played horrible against Tampa, decent against Milwaukee, decent against New York. And, you know, I'm not even going to say horrible against Tampa because I'm not going to look at the win-loss total right now because it's those close games and low-scoring games. If our offense would wake up, we would have gotten another win from Tampa, another win from Milwaukee, another win from New York, another win from Oakland. Our offense needs to wake up. We have the Yankees. We have L.A. We have Monday off. Maybe the off day Monday can wake up the bats. Who knows? Then we have the Yankees for three. Then we come home for a great homestand. This is where you wish Adley Rutschman was healthy and we saw him doing a lot of workout in spring training because you got a nice long homestand. That would be a cool opportunity to bring him back. He's not ready yet. We got New York. Then we got Boston at home, Minnesota at home, Kansas City at home. Those should be some fun games. And the Orioles announced that they're extending those 1994 pricing all the way through that homestand. So go see the Orioles now. Don't be like the Oakland Athletics that had 2,000 people show up to a game. We've been complaining for years when the Orioles have 10,000. I think we've earned a little chance. I think the Orioles have learned a little like excitement to go out and get your tickets. Go cheer on this team while there's at least pitching to cheer for. The bats are going to come alive probably once the weather warms up. All right, so like I said, tomorrow night, we have another night game. Our final, here's the cool part. Our final, well, no, we do go to Seattle. One of three, the final three nighttime games, as in late night games. They're all nighttime games at 7 o'clock. But West Coast late night games. And they start a little early. Be ready because tomorrow's game starts, well, today's game, because it's now 1 a.m., after 1 a.m., today's game starts at 9:07. And you know what? We'll probably be here for a little Birdland tonight after tomorrow's game, after we see Watkins. And let's see, maybe somehow Watkins can also strike out Ohtani three times. I'm not going to go on over and place any bets on it, but I'm starting to really believe in this pitching staff. And I'm not printing playoff tickets, but I'm really enjoying watching them. Remember, keep spreading the word. It's nice that it's 1 a.m. and we've got a good crowd here in the chat room going and live. That's fun. That's exciting. Keep spreading the word about Birdland tonight. Follow Birdland Sports everywhere you can. And get these sweet hats or shirts over on birdlandtonight.com. I think you can even get them over on section336.com, where you could even join my Patreon over there, where you could support me with Section 336 and Birdland Tonight and any other Birdland Sports type podcast with $3.36 a month through that Patreon. Check all that stuff out, guys. I hope to see you guys at the yard soon. See ya.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.